Welcome to Weem Weekly, produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast on our website at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.
For this episode of Weem Weekly, I'm sitting down with a Class of 2021 sponsor, Christian Ruggles. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So what got you into being a class sponsor?
My main reason why I wanted to be a class sponsor was because at that time my son was a freshman.
Yes, and now I'm a senior too, so I have kind of grown up through high school with you as my class sponsor. We've had some great times,
yes.
And I can't believe that it's almost over. So what things go into being a class sponsor?
As a class sponsor, you're in charge of things like float building for homecoming, powder puff, graduation, prom, concession stands.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility, but I think a lot of teachers think it's worth it in the end because you do get some really great experiences.
Yes.
So what end of year activity, or just activity in general, has been the hardest to plan for you?
Probably our freshman year float building.
Oh my gosh, yes. I still remember that. It was like, the location wasn't bad, but it was just like different than normal.
And none of us knew what we were doing.
Yes, we were just kind of, it was honestly kind of a mess.
Yeah,
and like, was it windy or something happened to the float on the way to the parade? What happened?
It was very windy that day, but luckily we had a lot of things going for us, like someone's uncle was in construction, so he properly like stabilized the structure.
Yeah, thankfully, because I know it would have been really bad. And the other thing is we didn't leave room for people to ride on the float, mm-hmm. So people were like running with the float. It was so honestly funny now, but in the moment, it was a little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite homecoming ever?
Probably, I think maybe our freshman year. Like I said, none of us knew what we were doing, but in the end, it was really great.
Yeah, I think we really kind of bonded. And,
yeah.
You know, freshman year is always difficult to adapt, but I feel like that kind of really helped me get into what I knew I wanted to do in high school. And it was so much fun that year. And I feel like we did have a lot of detail on our flow. It might have not been perfect, but right. I thought we did have some really great ideas.
And we worked really hard.
Oh, yes, we did. I feel like that was probably like, I know it's all the same time span, but right. I feel like it was it felt like the longest because it was just, we spent countless hours.
Hours.
Yeah, yeah, it was so fun. So what will you miss most about being a class sponsor?
I will miss the whole senior class. I will miss all of you guys. I will miss all of the fun activities that we've done. I will miss watching you guys grow up, you know, but on to the next chapter.
I know. It's honestly really bittersweet because I'm excited to go to college. I think I'll really thrive in college. But then again, I have so many memories in high school, especially, honestly, I've, like, with class sponsors, with you, I have really grown up because we have done so many things with that. I'm very involved in my class. So yeah. I feel like a lot of kids like that, a lot of my friends who have done that with me probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
What will be the most difficult part of the end of the year?
Just being done as a class sponsor. I do plan on being a class sponsor again in 3 years when Ava's in high school, but I think just being done and not, having that responsibility anymore will be kind of hard and I will miss it.
Yeah, I bet. And I know graduation will be not just hard
emotional.
To leave us. Yes, it'll be very emotional for you because your son is graduating as well as some of the kids that you've known for a long time.
Yep.
Is there any advice that you have for future class sponsors?
I don't really have any like advice. I guess just have fun while you're doing it. I know sometimes it can be hard, but it's rewarding and you're doing it for the kids. But other than that, like I said, just have fun.
Yeah, I really think that it's a great time. Like I just know over the years, even with prom planning, we had those weekly, or I think it was every other week with Mondays. And I know ours has been a little bit more difficult because we originally had a different class sponsor and then we got a new
COVID
one.
COVID.
Yes. And there's just been, it's been very kind of messy in a way.
Right.
But I think it's honestly good advice because I think your class sponsor experience has probably been the most difficult in a while because of all these obstacles. Right. So I think if people look at you and Mrs. Gordon and know that if you can get through it, they can get through it. And I think they will know that you just make some really great bonds and you're not just going to homecoming to watch this float and see kids that you've never seen when you're a class sponsor.
It's much more than that.
Yes. It's like just so amazing. And I know a lot of my other teachers who have been class sponsors, they always admit it is a lot of work. And just like you said, like freshman year homecoming, it was kind of a mess, but it was really fun. And I think just that you don't know what you're doing at first, but you definitely grow to know and learn.
And you figure it out. Like everything works out.
Yes, it does. And even if there is a mistake or nothing is perfect, but in the end, I think it will all be okay because, I mean, we're seniors now and we've gotten through it.
And we've made it.
Yes, and we've had great times for sure. To wrap things up, so what? Let's just talk about some of your favorite memories of being a class sponsor.
Some of my favorite memories, concession stand. You were at almost every single one of them, you and your mom and your aunt, and that was so great. Like, I loved the help. I loved the hustle. It, like I said, that was a lot of work, but that was also a lot of fun. My other favorite memories is riding on the float with you guys, like watching your guys' excitement and your interaction with the community. That was a lot of fun. I think all of, like, every homecoming and everything that we have ever done has brought me at least one good memory, and I'm going to miss it.
I will, too. I know concession stands, I'm not going to lie, they got on my nerves, but it was really fun because we did. I think we raised a lot of money, we put so much effort out, and even if it was, like, pulling the little cart thing with all the pop on it and someone's writing on the end of it, it was just so funny and just things that might not be fun in that moment, I look back on and I think I'll really miss it. And with homecoming, I know I'm really excited. Like in 10 years, maybe when I have kids and I bring them back to Pendleton and I'm like, I used to ride on those floats. Like I used to build things like that.
Right.
And I think it'll just be a great experience. And if younger kids ever ask, I really think that they should get involved. And teachers, I think they should be class sponsors. Absolutely. Because it might be.
At least one time while working here, I think everyone should be a class sponsor just to get that experience. It's very rewarding.
I totally agree. And I know there's probably class sponsors at every school.
Right.
But I think Pendleton's really unique because our homecoming is very extravagant. And I absolutely love it. Honestly, it was really sad this year that we didn't get to have it. But I'm still very thankful for all the other things that we did get.
Absolutely.
But I really did love homecoming and just love planning for the class of 2021. And it's honestly crazy that things are wrapping up. We only have 13 days left now. It might be difficult to get out of bed in the morning because I'm ready to be able to sleep till 10 every day. But I think it's really worth it. I definitely have drive because I know this is some of the last.
Right.
And it's kind of sad. But I know in math, today, I'm in AP Stats, and there's only 9 of us, and it was there's one junior in the class, but she actually had an AP exam today, so it's all seniors. It's like a little family in there, and we're talking, and Mr. Hinton's like, yeah, it's like a really emotional thing. Like, it's a lot of your last. You walk in, and you just appreciate more because there's so much that you're going to miss out on, like, later, but college is a new experience.
It is.
And it'll be
And you'll be great. Able to grow more.
Yes, I definitely agree, and I don't think peaked in high school, but I think I did have some great memories, and I really hope that people will continue to go on that trend, because sometimes I feel like lower classes, they might not participate until they get older, but I really encourage them to start at younger ages because it is so much fun in the end.
Absolutely. Yep.
So thank you so much for joining me today. And just thank you for making my high school experience so great. I know it was so much fun over the years, and I'm so thankful for that.
Hey, you're welcome, Hannah. Thank you.
This concludes this portion of Weem Weekly.
And now the Weem Box Office.
Hello and welcome to Weem Box Office here on the Weem Weekly podcast. I'm Ryan Fire, and I am joined by Jared Jackson.
As always.
This week we are talking about the end of the school year. Me and Jared are both seniors here at Pendleton Heights High School. And I wanted to ask Jared, what are some of your favorite memories that you have from here at Pendleton? And what are some of the last few things you're looking forward to?
Honestly, there are so many memories, Ryan, that it's hard to actually remember every single one of them. So there was this one time where I got into a wheelchair and just zoomed down the hallway with one. That's a fun memory. I always got splinters in my hand from working in a shop area because I'm in advanced theater tech, so we get splinters all the time. So I always visited Nurse Shug whenever she was in there, and she'd always take my splinters out, or I'd go home and take them out. you know, just jokes that kids have told me throughout the years that made me die laughing. Yeah. There's just a lot of them. All right, Ryan, what's up with you?
Well, I'm always going to remember the friends I've made here. It's going to be sad when we have to walk out on that last day. And when we walk out there together on the stage and some of those people we'll never see again, that's going to be...
That's true. Unless we see them at the reunion whenever that's happening. Our class reunion.
Yeah, but that's...
It's probably in like 20 years.
Yeah, it's 20 years down the line. But...
2041.
To think about the end of the year, end of the school year in some movies, there are some good suggestions out there like Superbad, High School Musical 3, Senior Year, and The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I've seen High School Musical 3. I think it's a great showing of how the end of the year goes for us seniors. And it's a great showing for how the end of the school year goes for us seniors here at high school. But it's also a fun, family-friendly movie. Well, the next thing I was going to have you talk about is the recent release of the Bad Batch series on Disney Plus. I think there are two episodes.
There are two episodes coming out every Friday.
All right. Jared, have you seen them?
I have.
What were your thoughts on them?
Holy heck, yes, why? Yes, please, more. Yes, why? Please, give me more. I had a few questions come up throughout the series, but I think they're going to be answered eventually, like as the series progresses, because, you know, that's how Disney is.
Right,
they
right.
put questions in your head at the beginning, so you want to stay tuned. So just in case they answer them later. Have you seen it, Ryan?
I have not. I've heard some good things about it from other people that are big Star Wars fans. I'm personally not the biggest Star Wars fan. I know you are, though.
Yeah. Let's talk about from the beginning. The beginning arcs, of course. So the Bad Batch is a group of clones, clone troopers, which are all cloned after the bounty hunter, Jango Fett. And they all have some sort of difference in them, like some sort of mutation to make them better. And except for one of them, that is Echo. Echo was a previous clone. And he got killed, basically, and then the CIS, the bad guys in the Clone Wars, the Separatists, they brought him back to life and made him basically a robot so they could memorize clone trooper moves and tactics in the war. However, the Bad Batch, or Clone Force 99, as they are called, they consist of Wrecker, Tracker, or no, Hunter. That's his name. Hunter, Crosshair, Peck, and then eventually through the Clone Wars, you see Echo come into play. And then throughout this series, you see a new clone who happens to be a girl named Omega join the Bad Batch. And it's kind of weird, actually, because she is the only girl clone seen in all of Star Wars, actually. And it's really different, and I hope the series actually talks about it later on. But the name Clone Force 99 comes from one of the clone troopers named CT-99, who had a genetic mutation, and he died in war trying to save others on the Battle of Kamino.
Hmm.
He got shot and was praised as a war hero. And his death is actually really sad if you're watching inside Clone Wars, because he, like, helps out as much as possible, and he wants to be a good soldier, and he gets shot in the process.
What's your favorite member of the team right now?
I'd have to say Echo, because he is the last surviving member of Domino Squadron, who you all see die in the Clone Wars. So DC and Marvel will be facing off in a new video game that the co-creator of Mortal Kombat has teased on Twitter. So, Ryan, what is your thoughts on that?
I think it will be really fun. I think that everybody always wants to see Marvel and DC characters face off in these dream fights. And if we get a video game like that, it's going to be really cool to see. Like, you can put any superhero up against any other superhero that you want to do. You can do, like, Batman versus Iron Man. That's the one that my group always used to fight about. I used to always say Batman would win, but my friends.
I think Batman would win, honestly.
Yeah. He has more gadgets.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Though Iron Man is a little smarter.
Yeah. Are there any other big dream fights that you'd like to see if that game actually happens?
Maybe like Deadpool versus Deathstroke because they both have healing factors.
Mm-hmm.
Though Deathstroke, his healing factor is slightly slower than Deadpool's.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that they both have lots of gadgets and stuff, and Deadpool has the mouth, of course.
Mm.
That gives him his character. I don't know. I really don't know DC very well. I know Marvel pretty well, but not really DC. I know they're going to, like, for the video game, they're probably just going to do, like, main characters.
Right.
Like, mainly loved characters like Spider-Man, Iron Man, Batman, Superman, Flash, I don't know, Green Lantern,
Green Arrow, yeah. Wonder Woman, Hawk Girl. She's an Injustice, yeah. So, no.
Yeah, I know Hulk is going to be in there, probably, like, speaking of Marvel.
Let's talk about how James Gunn has recently revealed that the Volume 3 edition of Guardians of the Galaxy will be his final film in the MCU. What does this mean for the future of Guardians of the Galaxy? We do not know currently. But it is interesting since all the actors for Guardians of the Galaxy had fought so hard for him to come back, yet this will be his last one that he does.
I actually love Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite films of the Marvel franchise. It is kind of sad that we will be seeing that this is the last one, but I'm pretty sure it comes out next year, around December.
Yeah, I think it is December next year.
Yeah, but I did see it on Instagram that he teased at it. It doesn't have a name yet, that I do know. It just says Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Now, if Thor has a name, Guardians of the Galaxy doesn't.
Yeah. Now, what do you think you'll expect in the movie, Ryan?
Well, I think we'll get the return of characters like Drax, Groot, and Rocket. But what I'm really looking forward to... Oh, I do remember, actually. At the end of Endgame, or not at the end, but somewhere in Endgame, there was a scene where they said that Gamora was missing. Mm-hmm. It might have been at the end, actually.
Yeah.
But I think they might go on a search to try and find Gamora.
Or bring her back to life.
Right. And,
oh, wait, yeah, no, she came back.
Yeah, she was back
she
alive.
She was back because they brought her from a different universe.
Mm-hmm.
Brought her back, and then she doesn't remember Star-Lord, and he's...
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're probably going to, like, reinforce that.
Mm-hmm. And I think Thor will probably be a part of the movie because that's... Thor seems like a character that can kind of transition well into the Guardians of the Galaxy universe more than doing his own movies.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we got time for here on Ween Box Office. For this week on the Ween Weekly Podcast, I'm Ryan Fired, and I'm joined by...
Jared Jackson.
All right, and I hope everybody has a great last few weeks of school here.
Yeah, I hope you all have a great last few weeks here as well. For all you PHHS students, or if you're a PHHS alumni, shout out to you for listening to our podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hi.
I'm Jalen Johnson, here joined with Mrs. Gordon. So, Mrs. Gordon, who are you like to the school?
I teach English this year. I only have AP English Language and Composition, but in the past I have also taught English 9 classes.
So how long have you been teaching here?
This is my 5th year here.
And then you're also you're a class sponsor as well, right?
I am. So I started with the class of 2020 when they were freshmen, and I came in to help the class of 2021 about halfway through their junior year when they lost a sponsor.
So what kind of things, do you do as a sponsor?
Well, before COVID, our primary jobs were to help construct the float for the homecoming parade, and to run the concession stand for basketball games the junior year, which is a fundraiser for prom, and help plan prom and then help plan graduation.
Can you tell me about a couple of those things? Like, can you tell me a little bit more about the prom and the float and how that's going?
Sure.
Or how that went,
so,
I mean.
Let's see. I guess I did get to do 4 floats in a row with the class of 2020. So that was before COVID. And it's a lot of time and effort. It takes a lot of patience, a lot of parent volunteer hours to help build this float. But we definitely pulled it off every year, surprisingly. And their senior year, we won. So that was great. The parade is so unique in terms of, I have taught at other schools, and this is the only community that is willing to shut down 3 major highways to have a parade around the town for homecoming. And I think that that is something that's so special about our school. And planning prom is always a fun time. I love to do it. I'm sure some other people don't exactly feel the same way I do about it, but I'm always down for a big party with loud music. But obviously it looks a lot different now after COVID happened.
Well, what's something that you're going to miss a lot about your senior students?
The class of 2021. That's a great question. What am I going to miss the most about them? There are some really unique personalities in that class. And I would say that they have some students who are just absolutely tremendously talented in all aspects of life. They are wise beyond their years. They are mature. They are good communicators. You have some very musically gifted students who are going to go out and become superstars and do awesome things. And so that's what I always miss about classes when they graduate, is just being able to see them on the stage performing or getting to look at their artwork. Even though I know they're moving on to bigger and better things, it's always something that I miss.
And then, are you going to go to like a different class? Is that how that works, or is it?
So next year, I don't think that I will probably sponsor a class again. While I do enjoy helping out, I have 2 children of my own who are school age who need a lot of help of my free time after school, and having some more time to devote to improving my classroom instruction would be good. So probably after 5 years of class sponsoring here and the school I came before, I was also class sponsor for 4 years, so it's been about 10 years that I've been doing it. I think I'm ready to hang up my hat.
So is there any like funny stories that you can think of with you and some of your senior students?
Funny stories of, well, I suppose the best experience that I've had is of being introduced to these students was when they were helping set up for prom when they were sophomores. So that was probably the first time that I really kind of met them and got to know them. And I'm sure that they probably thought that I was a crazy person running around trying to set everything up, but they dutifully helped set up that night, and they were wonderful at doing that. I don't know if I really have any other funny stories that I can tell, just times of hanging out with them and being able to enjoy listening to them talk about all things school.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're ready for what life throws at them next?
Oh, absolutely. I am sure that they are ready to go out and do amazing things. If you really look individually at some of these students, they are already accomplishing things that are bigger and far beyond the 4 walls of this school. So, yeah, I have no doubt that they are absolutely ready to tackle the challenges of life after high school.
Well, how do you, what do you think that the seniors feel like leaving? How do you think they feel now that they're leaving the school?
Well, endings are always bittersweet, I'm sure. It's a little bit different, I think, post-COVID. They're probably more ready to move on than classes have been in the past because of having some experiences changed or, you know, we didn't get to do the homecoming parade or anything like that this year. So having those experiences sort of taken away from them is probably a little bit unfortunate, I guess you could say. But yeah, leaving is always bittersweet. So I'm sure that that's how they're feeling, a little trepidation, but excitement for the future.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Mm-hmm.
That concludes this edition of WEEM Weekly. Listen in next time again at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.